What's going on, y'all? Welcome to the first podcast of Posting Up with Skippy. Just out here to walk y'all through my basketball life, really. Give y'all some stories, some sentimental, some funny, some, you know, just a little bit of everything. You know, currently I'm out here in South America, Chile to be exact. You know, just taking you through the struggles, all the good games, the bad games, the team malfunctions that we're going through, a little bit of all that. But this first episode, I want to take it back to where it all started, really, how my basketball journey got started. It's kind of funny because today I got a Facebook memory talking about it showed how I posted that my coach actually sat me down, that like all three of the baseball coaches and the basketball coaches, because that was my first sport, baseball. And my 10th grade summer, like going to 11th grade, they sat me down. It was like a surprise thing. They was like, hey, come to Coach McGriff's office. Coach McGriff is my basketball coach in high school. I played on JV, then I moved up 10th grade year. So I walk in there, and it's all three of the baseball coaches, Coach D and Coach McGriff in there, and I'm like, oh, man, what did happen? What did I do? So they sit me down, and basically, it's like, hey, if you want to play Division I anything, it's going to be basketball, because, you know, they're being realistic. They're like, hey, baseball, it got you up to this point. You were really good. It was like, now it's just, like, you're 6'8". Like, you got a basketball body. You need to take advantage of that. And we think you need to focus on just one sport. So, more of that story. I cried. I'm not even going to lie. Before I made it up out of there, I cleaned my face up. And I had plyometrics after that. So, I had to clean my face up before I saw the guys. But, from that moment on, I was just like all in. Like, it's like, boom, I want to go to college for free. You know, I need to take this thing more seriously. You know, it's not fun and games no more. You know, you want to be with the fellas and have fun. But, you know, from that moment on, it was just like, it was all basketball. And after that, the summertime, I played with Each One Teach One. Shout out to Coach Bernie Hayes, who coached out there in Lake Wales. He got in contact with Coach D and was like, he wants to help me out because, you know, He was just a real brother. I just saw him this last summer out there in Bartow at the Mosaic. So, okay, boom. So I get on that team, and this is where I meet a lot of the top-tier players. Joel Berry, Kobe Eubanks, Drake Halo Clayton, one of my best friends to this day, Bubakar Mongoro, Dikembe. This is where I played. Ended up meeting Joel Embiid, Dakari Johnson, you know, Kewan Johnson, you know, just a lot of big time players, you know. And I noticed the difference. Literally, you know, in high school, like, I'm 6'8", I'm the tallest thing out there. And my teammates, like, maybe 5'8", the tallest one, maybe 6'2", 6'3". So when I get on that AAU team, I get on the court, we playing defense. I'm like, whoa, ain't no space out here. Everybody, I'm 6'8". We got a 5-man. Dakari was 6'10", 6'11". Three man, 6'7". I'm like, whoa, like, this is a whole different ball game, you know? So, and that got me better because I got my butt kicked every day in practice by Dakari. Dakari Johnson ended up going to Kentucky. So just imagine, I would get killed every weekend and then come back to my Bartow practices, and I'll pull out so many different moves, and it's just like, wow, the stuff Dakari's doing to me, I'm putting that in my game. I'm translating that to, you know, I'm taking that back to Polk County. So, that, I really thank them a lot because that grew me as a person, that grew me as a basketball player. It showed me basketball, really. Like, I noticed that what I was doing really wasn't enough, and I saw that there was a lot of people a lot better than myself. So, and our first tournament was in Minnesota, boom, and then this is when Dre became my best friend. Dre was from Orlando, he was number one in the country growing up. 6'6", 4-man, you know. But, you know, he never did grow after that, like maybe our 10th, 11th grade year. So, you know, he's, to this day, he's still 6'6". But that was my best friend. We went up to Minnesota, boom. We having fun. We eating breakfast or whatever. We joking around. And I left my phone on the table, and I ended up going upstairs, you know, going on about my day. And I didn't notice that I left my iPhone down there until it was time to pack up and go to the game. So, hey, I went there, and then Coach McGriff and Coach D was actually there in Minnesota. They were there to watch the games or whatever, and I'm in a frenzy. I'm like, Coach, I don't know where my phone at. yo, I don't know what I'm going to do, blah, 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 boom. And it was like, man, don't worry about that. Just focus on basketball. Boom, walk in the gym. All the cameras on our point guard, Joel Berry. They on Dakari. They on, we had Blakenly on the team, Antonio Blakenly. So, boom, I go in there. I'm like, yo, what are all these cameras for? It's like real deal, like the NBA or something like that. They all on them boys. And that was kind of like motivation. I'm like, man, I kind of want that too. So, first game or whatever, I get in and I get like a fast break and I get a steal, fast break dunk. And literally, coach subbed me out. I don't know why he subbed me out. I'm like, yo, what you doing, coach? He subbed me out and he say, hey, you just got an offer from the University of Memphis. I'm like, what? Hold on. Huh? That easy? I mean, I just did one. I only got 2 points. Like, and then he subbed me back in the game. At that moment, I didn't really know what that meant. You know, I was happy. I'm like, dang, I got an offer. But then, just like, if you know how the basketball thing works in college, like, once you get an offer from one school, all the schools in that conference going to take notice. So after that, I finished up my weekend. I have a really good weekend, you know. And it kind of was easy to play well because I had so many good players around me. Like, that's what I love about the game of basketball. Like, when you're on a bad team, you could be good, but you're going to have to try so much harder because your team is so bad. But on that team, you get in there, play. I only got to play like 20 minutes, for example, and I get out there and I'm boom. I get like 6 points. 6 points, 3 offers, for example. Like, it's that easy. I'm not even going to say easy, but the opportunity to get offers is like that, really. So I came out of that with offers from Memphis, UCF, USF, boom. So that's Big East at the time. That's one of the best basketball conferences in the country. So boom, finished that. After the game, they taking pictures of me. I'm like, oh man, no, this can't be real. Call my mama from somebody else's phone. First of all, I had to tell her I lost my phone, whatever. And of course, I was about to get cussed out for that. But she was just so happy that, okay, well, you know, I can go to college for free. Like, literally, all I have to do is pick from those 3 schools. And little do I know, by the end of the summer, get to pick from 60 different schools, you know, from UCF, USF, Virginia Tech, Texas, let's go. I already said Memphis. Cincinnati was one of my favorites. Tulsa University. Shout out to Danny Manning, NBA legend. FGCU, Miami. Miami coach Jim Larrañaga. God, that's a really great man. Butler University. A lot of schools. Honestly, I honestly have forgotten now. It's been so long, you know. I graduated in the class of 2013 with Jabari Parker and who else? Jabari Parker was our standout guy. Jabari Parker, myself, Joel Embiid was in there. Joel Embiid. Well, y'all can look that up. 2013. Okay, but my best tournament in the EYBL probably was, or the one that I'll never forget was, what? I think it was it wasn't in Cali. Maybe Texas, or I saw Jahlil Okafor literally break a goal. Like, he caught an alley-oop. This one we played against. Oof. He ended up going to Kansas. Can't think of his name right now. Shooter, sharpshooter. But, yeah, I witnessed literally Jahlil Okafor break a dang goal. And, you know, him and Jabari Parker were on the same team. So, you know, whenever they played, it was crazy. And we actually played against them. And we went 2-3 against them. So I didn't actually get to guard Jabari. But just being on the same court, it was an honor, you know? It was just like, dang, I'm from Polk County, you know? People in Polk County don't never get to really go anywhere, like get to be in the presence of these top tier people and players and stuff like that. But here I am, I go on the court and I'm lip talking to, oh yeah, I had an offer from VCU. I'm over there just talking to the coaches on the sideline and stuff like that. You know, it was just surreal, you know? And that summer really just changed my life. That was the starting point for me, honestly. And once I got back to Bartow for my senior year, my confidence was just boosted. I was number 94 in the country. 94 in the country, you know, top five in Florida. So and ended up committing to South Florida because my mom ended up getting sick, you know, so I didn't want to go too far away from home. I took my grandma on a visit to Cincinnati because that was my favorite. That was one of my favorites. If my mom wasn't sick, that's probably where I would have went. That's where a lot of people tell me I would have probably went to the NBA if I would have went there. It was Cincinnati, Memphis, UCF, USF, and one more school. But I know I took my grandma. That's unforgettable for me, just seeing how my grandma reacted to that visit. But she wasn't rocking with Cincinnati at all. First of all, it was too cold. And, you know, old people with the arthritis, nah, she wasn't liking that. Second of all, they were always on the move. They wanted to go to this football party. They wanted to do this, that. Granny was ready to go to the hotel, lay down somewhere. You know, I wanted to do all the ripping and running. But, you know, Granny went with all that, so... She wasn't feeling it, but she was really feeling the Tulsa visit out there with Danny Manning. She kept asking about Danny Manning. How is Danny Manning doing? How is Danny Manning? Danny Manning is like a 6'10 NBA legend, you know, so he was getting established out there in Tulsa. And took my visit out there. She fell in love with him. I fell in love with it out there. Just the only thing I didn't like about the Tulsa University was that it was a private school, so... You know, so that turned me off just because I went to the campus. It's like, dang, ain't nobody here. Like, went to a party. Really wasn't my type of vibe. I'm like, yeah, I like the coach and everything, but I don't know if I could come this far away from home on the other side of the country and, like, be, you know. I don't know. Y'all know how that goes. Like, the whole picking out your schools, and you have to really consider everything, literally. Like, okay, when I come here, I'm basically giving y'all my all, like, giving y'all my life. Like, y'all are giving me a scholarship and everything. Like, I have to consider everything. So, with my mom being sick, I chose USF because when she was in the hospital, shout out to Coach Heath, shout out to Coach Hibb, Coach Rock, everybody out there. They made sure they went to go visit my mom, gave her flowers, all that, because she was in the hospital in Tampa. So, you know, and USF is in Tampa. So, you know, they were there. And that showed a lot. That was like, oh, man, they really care. Like, and my boy Dre, like I said earlier, that played on the Each One Teach One team, also committed there. So that was like a no-brainer for me. It was the coach's son, Josh Heath, Byron Ziegler from Detroit, shout out, my guy. That's my man to this day. Dre Caleb Clayton, John Igbunu was another top 50 player in the country, big man, and myself. So, and we in the ESPN, we had like a top 30, like, top 30 as a group, players all going to one school, or top 30, you know, so I'm like, yeah, we good, let's go here. So, boom, get to South Florida, and, you know, that changed my whole life, honestly, just going from Polk County to, you know, it's just 45 minutes up the road, but just, like, it expanded my horizon so much, you know, because the way we think, well, the way that people think in Polk County, it's just, like, we're stuck in, like, a box, really. And that's why I love to preach to the young guys, is just take a leap of faith and just get away. Just go to Texas. I don't know, you might not have no family out there, but just go out there and just start something new, because you only gonna go up. Like, Bartow, Polk County ain't gonna do nothing but just really just hold you down, honestly. So, boom, I did that, and, you know, that changed my life, man. I met some friends that I'll never lose contact with, and made some connections with people that I'm really just so grateful for, and got my degree in communications, and that's the biggest thing. Like, basketball just take you all around the world, and all you have to do is just put in the work. And now, like, all these years later, I'm over here in Chile making money, living my dream, you know? So, I'm just here to just shed some light on what basketball can do for you, give you some life lessons. Hopefully I can motivate and inspire a lot of you guys. Because a lot of this basketball, I'm being inspired every day just by, it don't even have to be a basketball story, just like a random person on the street, like seeing them fight through adversity. And, you know, I've been through a lot of adversity myself. And I just want to let y'all know how it all started, and just stay tuned, and I'm going to give y'all some more stories. Thank you very much.